Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Welcome to another edition of Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. The D-backs offense got started by David Peralta last night.
He swings. It's one into left center field. Back on it goes Duggar at the wall, and it is gone. Opposite field home run for David Peralta, and the Diamondbacks shoot on top 1-0, his seventh of the year.
D-backs have bust things open with a four-run seventh inning as they go on to beat San Francisco last night 7-0 as Merrill Kelly and three relievers combine to shut down San Francisco on 9 hits. It was another big day at the plate for Adam Jones. 3 more hits for the D-backs right fielder. We had a chance to speak to him after the game.
Listen, you know Jeff Samardzija is going to be in the strike zone. How important was it to be aggressive against him tonight?
I mean, the Shark is, he's been around this game for a long time for a reason. He's one of the most trying to word it right. He's been one of the most durable pitchers in this game, you know, dating back to 2011. And you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy who's going to compete, come after you. And today we swung the bats well. We just went after and we're aggressive and had some good swings.
Why do you think this offense has been so good this year?
Having fun. You know, like I said, there's going to be times where we're going to be having fun. There's going to be times that we're not scoring runs. It's part of the game, up and down. But we got some good veterans around here to where we keep keep an even keel. You know, like I said, we a couple series ago, we left 40 guys on base during a whole series. This year, the last 4 games, we've got the guys in from third a lot better. So tomorrow, you never know what could happen. It could be the same. You never know. That's why you got to come out every day with a new attitude and grind it out. You never know what this game is going to present. But one thing that you can change and can control is your attitude.
Merrill made you work tonight. 5 putouts in right field. That's a lot of running around. How you feeling?
Hey, I love it. Hey, whatever I can do to help this team, I'm game for it.
All right. I gotta do, baby. Adam, we appreciate the time. Thanks.
Anytime. I'm about to go pie David.
All right, go get him.
It's funny, in the tunnel after the game, Adam Jones was asked by a couple of fans, hey, will you share that pie with me? And so he brought it over to them, and they were able to stick their fingers in it before he pied David Peralta on TV. Jones has been red hot, 3 homers in his last 6 games, hitting .500 over that span. D-backs will send Zach Godley to the mound tonight against San Francisco's ace Madison Bumgarner. The D-backs trying to make it 3 in a row and win their 5th on this 10-game homestand. We'll visit with Torrey Lovello about that in just a little bit. But Saturdays are spent talking about the D-backs and their work in the community. And today, we visit with D-backs infielder Jake Lamb.
Last year was the first year of Kids with Courage. Maybe take people through why this was important for you to start.
Growing up, my little sister had leukemia, and myself and my family were, you know, constantly in and out of the hospital. And, whether it was, it's just not the best situation, you know, whether parents are stuck at the hospital and us kids, you know, me and my two brothers or one brother at the time, you know, home either with my grandparents or, you know, a friend's house or something like that. It's tough. And so, I just want to help out those families. And if I can bring a kid onto a field and, show them what batting practice is like and get to know me and kind of just hang out and put a smile on their face. I feel like, you know, it does a lot. I just know when I was that age and being a huge athlete and sports fan, I was so shy. A lot of these kids I hang out with are so shy, and it's funny because I would have been the exact same way. I wouldn't have said a word, but I just, you know, I would have known it would have made my life, you know, and So yeah, that's all I'm really trying to do is just put a smile on everyone's face.
I'm going to get into some of that in a second, but have you heard back from parents after the event for how, like, the kids won't stop talking on the way home about it, even though they're quiet with you?
Yeah, I've heard that, and you know, some of the families still keep in touch with me and my sister, and that's really cool. So you know, that means you're, you know, doing a big part for them, and they enjoy themselves, and you know, that's really all I'm trying to do is, like I said, you know, have them have a good time, watch batting practice, meet some players, you know, get a couple autographs, and really just distract them from what's, you know, going on in their life.
One of the things that stood out when we talked about this when you were starting it last year was your desire to have the one-on-one contact with kids mm-hmm. at a time. Why was that important, and what has that been like now that it's been happening?
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against donating money to charities. I'm not putting anything against that. But for me, I want to put my energy into meeting people and having and starting relationships and building relationships, shaking people's hands, giving people hugs, you know, seeing them smile. I enjoy that. And not to say that a certain amount of money can't do that to people, but I just like to, you know, get to know people and, you know, because I can relate a little bit with the situation they're in. And, yeah, I just, you know, like I said, it all comes down to friendships and relationships that you build.
As you watched the reaction of kids last year, what were some of the most gratifying moments for you?
I mean, like I said, there's a lot of the kids are extremely shy, and, you know, whether it's me giving them a signed bat or just showing them, you know, introducing them to like a David Peralta or something like that and seeing their reaction. I mean, that says it all, just the reaction. And then usually talking to the parents afterwards, you really see how much, you know, it affects them and how happy they are that they can, you know, take time away from the hospital and just have some fun.
You said that you had a chance to keep in touch with some of the families that they've reached out to you. You've reached out to some of them. What's that been like over the course of this last year?
It just like I said, it shows that you know, that I did something for them, that the Diamondbacks did something for them, as far as they came here and, you know, had a great experience, and, you know, their daughter or son had a great time, and I'm sure they were probably talking about it once they left, and that's what it's all about, is just, you know, kids coming to the park and having fun. And if I can show them, you know, the game of baseball for the first time, or if they're big baseball fans, you know, that's all I'm really trying to do is just show them a good time and get a hold of them.
As you look at this program going forward, what are some of your future goals with it?
You know, I want to do more here, more visits, help out the families more. But I, you know, unfortunately, this is a terrible excuse, but I've been so caught up with my own stuff as far as, you know, my injury and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's a great perspective. You know, there's definitely days I'm a human, and there's definitely days when I show up to the park and I'm not feeling good, and it's, you know, it's no fun. And, you know, these kids do a lot for me, and, you know, me as well. You know, I see what they're going through, and, you know, and then I look at myself and I'm like, what am I complaining about, you know? And I'm playing baseball for a living, and I got a little injury, and I can get over that. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to show them a good time, and you know, hopefully down the line I can, you know, help go to back home to Seattle. I know, you know, my sister would love to be a part of this full time, and so you know, whether it's bouncing back and forth between Arizona and Seattle or something like that, that'd be really cool.
You mentioned the injury. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I made big strides last 5 or 6 days, so I'm happy with where I'm at.
No, we're looking forward to seeing you back on the soon. Continued great work with the Jake Lamb's Kids with Courage.
All right, thank you.
D-backs infielder Jake Lamb, and a very personal charity, Kids with Courage. Really cool to see Jake get a chance to interact with so many kids in need across the valley. And hopefully we'll see him back on the big league field very, very soon. Well, the D-backs taking on the San Francisco Giants tonight. Let's visit with the manager, Torrey Lovello.
First and foremost, congratulations, victory number 200. What did that mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm really proud of it. I'm not going to lie. Everybody has helped me get to this position. And when you think back on it, and it's a full body of of work for me, that it's, you know, a front office that believed in me. It's the players that trusted in me. And, you know, the things that go on behind the scenes day by day, it means it's operational, it's working. So the players deserve a lot of this credit. I'm just the one that gets to drive the bus and get all the wins put under my name. But it's been a total team effort, and that's what's satisfying.
Yesterday you were driving the bus and going to the bullpen a little earlier than you maybe have in the past. What went into the decision-making to get Merrill Kelly when you did, mm-hmm. and obviously saw the results from it?
Yeah, everything worked out really, really well. You know, we get certain matchups in mind. We do a lot of work pregame to try and figure out what are the good spots, and it just matched up really well where Crawford and Hirano would be in favor of us. So I kind of circled that one in hopes that it would come up, and I wanted to give Yoshi a good opportunity. But Merrill was throwing the ball extremely well. I know he entered that inning with 79 pitches or 80 pitches. I just didn't like the way that he walked Sandoval. He just sprayed the ball around the zone to load the bases. I felt like it was a crucial at-bat, and it told me he might be a little bit fatigued. Could he have gotten him out? Could he have gotten Crawford out? Possibly, but I just thought it was too good of a matchup and too good of a moment for Yoshi to pass up.
I'm just kind of curious because you mentioned the matchup there. If you have to go back to a spot where it's Yoshi and Crawford later in the series, obviously when you've seen a pitcher once before, mm-hmm. there's in rapid succession, there's a little bit of a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that in those moments?
Well, there's probably different schools of thought. Sometimes guys will go to the well every single time and hope that it works, and those are the times there might be a small little change or a diversion. And, you know, the conventional wisdom would say left on left, Andrew Chafin to get that matchup. But I thought I was going to use Andrew a little bit later in the game. I didn't want to exhaust it right then and there. And like I said, I thought it was a really good situation for Yoshi. So if it happens later in the game today or perhaps tomorrow or later in the season, I wouldn't shy away from Yoshi again. It's a really, really good matchup based on the stuff that Yoshi has and the type of swing that Brandon Crawford has.
And obviously, the offense got going a little bit late, too, in this one. But Adam Jones has been swinging a hot bat the last week. What have you seen from him?
Well, you know, it's just a nice patient swing plane approach, and the swing plane has been fantastic. He's not missing that ball that's out over the plate. I think he's up there prepared and ready for every single at bat. There's just times where maybe the sequencing gets out of whack. But yesterday it looked like he got that first bloop hit, which was nice. And after that, it was just get that fastball or get that breaking ball into the right location. He wasn't going to miss. Good hitters don't miss good pitches to hit. They see him first of all, and they square him up.
All right, let's talk a little bit about tonight. A late scratch for David Peralta. Mm-hmm. What's the status of David?
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate situation. He had been nursing the trap issue that we talked about a couple days ago, and he felt fine. He felt good enough yesterday to hit the home run that gave us a 1-0 lead, but I think the dive early in the game may have aggravated it. So I made the decision to remove him from the game just to sacrifice one day so it doesn't linger beyond that. So we'll figure out how he's feeling throughout the course of the night, how he's possible to be used tonight, and then after the night tonight, we'll figure out about the game tomorrow.
Gerard Dyson got hit on the hand, had to come out of the game. What's his status for this evening?
Yeah, very similar. He could play if needed. You know, yesterday was a pivotal situation for us. He got on base via the hit by pitch, and we had to remove him from the game, but the x-rays were negative, and he's okay today. It's just a hand contusion. He is available if needed.
Zach Godley was the opener in his last start. Mm. Is he going to be the opener and the bulk guy today? How do you view his start today?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. He's not going to go one time through, that's for sure. We're going to give him some more time and more ability to pitch into this game as much as he possibly can. So, you know, he's done a great job, and this is part of the process, part of the plan that we have in place to maximize every situation and win a game. And in this case, we feel like Zach's a great candidate. And Zach has been throwing the ball much better than he had earlier in the year, and that's part of the process as well.
Because Scherfy gave you two innings last night, does it allow you to be a little more aggressive with the bullpen tonight?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when I was watching the game unfold yesterday, I was planning for in the back of my mind, for today's game, and what Scherfy did was fantastic. It freed up a couple of really good arms, and Andrees and McFarland if we need the length, so I think we're perfectly covered.
D-backs skipper Torrey Lovello before the D-backs take on the San Francisco Giants tonight. You can catch the BP show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and on the D-backs Network starting at 6:30 tonight. Greg Schulte, Tom Candiotti, the first pitch at 7:10 as Zach Godley starts with the D-backs against Madison Bumgarner for San Francisco. Get your week in review tomorrow, and keep an eye on the D-backs podcast feed over the next couple weeks as we'll start to get you ready for a very important day, June 3rd. That's the first
first-year player draft, the D-backs, with 7 of the first 75 picks this year. We'll try and get you up to date on all you need to know for that over the coming weeks. But for now, thanks for joining us for Early BP, and go D-backs. Enjoy the game tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.